2017 Oscars have been announced, and we're going to go through each of the categories. We're just going to get right into it. This is very exciting. So the Best Picture category features 10, as of the new format a few years ago. 10 pictures, Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. A couple thoughts here. Moonlight and La La Land, two favorites. The big surprises here are Hell or High Water, which was a movie that I earlier in the year called the best picture of the year at the time and has held up. Hacksaw Ridge features Mel Gibson returning to the best picture category, and Arrival, which had been overlooked at the Golden Globes. Those are the big surprises, along with Lion for the nominees. Probably goes to La La Land. The dark horse is Moonlight. Best actor in a leading role, Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling, La La Land, Viggo Mortensen, Captain Fantastic, Denzel Washington, Fences. The only real surprise here is Viggo Mortensen's Captain Fantastic, and actually Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge. Surprising that Hacksaw Ridge got as much play as it did, considering Mel Gibson's relationship to Hollywood. However, the film Hacksaw Ridge was fantastic, and Mel has always been able to direct a hell of a picture, despite being troubled. The favorite here, I would say, probably Casey Affleck wins for Manchester by the Sea. I think his performance was the best of the year. He's been dogged by some allegations, and so if that follows him into the awards ceremony, we will see. That would probably be the only reason he doesn't win. He deserves to win based on the acting. Actress of a leading role, Isabel Humpert, Elle, Ruth Negga, Loving, Natalie Portman, Jackie, Emma Stone, La La Land, and Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins. This one is pretty wide open and not a clear favorite. I'd say that the three favorites here, Natalie Portman, Emma Stone, Meryl Streep, probably goes to Natalie Portman if you're just going on the iconic performance for Jackie. But Meryl has gotten a lot of love from her outspokenness recently, and so she deserves to win for Florence Foster Jenkins. Not clear if she will. Emma Stone for La La Land, probably the least deserving in the category. Just wasn't great in La La Land. Which was a great film. And she was good, but not Best Actress good. Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Mahershala Ali for Moonlight. Best Actor in a Moonlight, Jeff Bridges for Hell or High Water, Lucas Hedges for Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel for Lion, and probably the dark horse here, Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals. His nomination was one of the more surprising, although I've been saying for years that I think Michael Shannon's the best actor working in Hollywood. So, hot take alert. Dark horse here would be Moonlight. Likely winner is Moonlight. Mahershala Ali. Best actress in a supporting role, Viola Davis for Fences, Naomi Harris for Moonlight, Nicole Kidman for Lion, Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures, Michelle Williams for Manchester by the Sea. I'm going to call this one Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. She was incredible. If she doesn't win, it's probably Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures who wins. Animated feature film, Kubo and the Two Strings, Moana, My Life is a Zucchini, Red Turtle, and Zootopia. Close one, Zootopia, Moana, and Kubo. Kubo and the Two Strings deserves it. Zootopia and Moana were great. Cinematography, Arrival, La La Land, Lion, Moonlight, or Silence. Silence probably the least announced Martin Scorsese film in a long time. That's what happens when you make a three-hour missionary film that takes place in Japan and is heavily subtitled. The winner for cinematography, probably Arrival or La La Land. If La La Land wins, it's probably going to be because of a giant night for the movie. If Arrival wins, that tells us La La Land probably doesn't win Best Picture or Best Director. Costume design, Allied, Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them, Florence Foster Jenkins, Jackie, and La La Land. let's not kid ourselves, it's going to be La La Land. Directing, this is an interesting category. We have Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And these are what you could probably count on, the five best picture nominees that have the best chance. For directing, Manchester by the Sea is a dark horse, has a great chance of winning. There's no way Mel Gibson wins for Hacksaw Ridge, even though it may have been the most technically difficult of the five. La La Land probably wins. You make a movie about how it's important to make movies, you have a good chance at winning in an Oscar. And plus, it was pleasant in a year with a lot of unpleasantness. Just a delightful movie. Again, the dark horse here, Moonlight, deserving and could easily win. Wide open directing category. And best picture category also wide open. Just depends on if La La Land has a big night, which it could. It'll tell us a little bit about how Hollywood views itself this year on versus escapism versus story, pure storytelling. La La Land really is jumps out like a Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, classic Hollywood singing in the rain type movie. It's light though, very light. It's not heavy, doesn't sit with you. Doesn't sit with you like Moonlight. Certainly doesn't sit with you like Manchester by the Sea or Hacksaw Ridge. And Arrival, which is just an amazing feat and maybe my favorite movie of the year to sit through, the most fun at the time. Best documentary, Lock It Down, OJ, Made in America, best picture of the year, one of the best documentaries ever made, and really shouldn't be close. 13th was fantastic, and I'm Not Your Negro, also heavily warranting of awards, but just not close to OJ Made in America. It was just the compulsively watchable and exhaustive in content and form. Just a perfectly made documentary, and it coming in around 8 hours long, deserves to win. For best documentary short subject, just going to call it The White Helmets. I think it wins, maybe Joe's Violin. Film editing, surprise here is Hell or High Water. Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, or Moonlight. Probably La La Land or Hacksaw Ridge. If they're going to give something to Hacksaw Ridge, it probably is the editing. No way Hell or High Water wins editing, and kind of no way it should have been nominated. It's not an editing heavy film. Best foreign language film, Land of Mine is my pick. Makeup and hairstyling, Star Trek or Suicide Squad, which honestly the makeup and hairstyling was really quite good, although the movie itself suspect. So I'm calling it Suicide Squad. Best music original score, probably La La Land wins it. Best original song, I'm just going to pick the winners from here on out. Original song is either the La La Land or the Moana, How Far I'll Go, which is a Lin-Manuel Miranda penned song. I think that's the winner. Production design, the winner here goes to La La Land. Although, nice shout out to the Coen brothers for Hail Caesar, which was everything that La La Land was, but not a musical, even though there was some singing. Just as good of a film. Best animated short film here, calling it Piper. Best live action short film, calling it Time Code. Best sound editing, I think the surprise here, Deepwater Horizon and Sully. I think La La Land wins. Sound mixing, Rogue One, Star Wars Story is the only Star Wars nomination. I think it wins here. It could easily be La La Land. Visual effects, or even Hacksaw Ridge. There's a lot of bullets. Visual effects, maybe Jungle Book, the live-action animals, or Rogue One. The sort of dark horse here is Doctor Strange and Kubo and the Two Strings. Kubo and the Two Strings, stop-motion animation. It's going to win an Oscar for animation, so it probably won't win here. Adapted screenplay. The winner here, I think, is Arrival. Maybe Moonlight. Original screenplay, either Lobster or Hell or High Water. Manchester by the Sea, the dark horse, but I'd like to see Hell or High Water win it. Those are the picks. I've got a few weeks, so if you haven't seen those movies, get down and boogie woogie.